All right, everybody, welcome back to the next installment of the Status Bro Show. It's been a while since we actually had a show up because we've had all these fucking technical problems. And to be honest, I don't even care if tonight's show sucks as long as it sounds good. That's all I really care about. That's going to be a big step for us. I feel like the one before last, I had it sounding pretty good. Anybody actually listen to that show?
Which one?
The one before last.
22?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah.
All right. I forgot to do intros. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with Kyle the fucking dick wipe Singletary, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey!
And AJ Edgren? Is that
anything? Yeah, let's go with that. What's up, Han Brolo?
Is that?
I feel like we need a rim shot for after that.
I would say that was a Star Wars 2 weeks in a row, but nobody heard last week, so.
Exactly. Yeah, last week for the record was Bro Buffet, which I was actually more.
I thought
proud
it was Broby One Kenobi.
Well, first he said Axel Bros, yeah, which I said was
the
good.
First one he deleted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There was some kind of a problem.
Yeah, also Axel Broly, Axel Bros. I got lots of these.
Nice.
I'm sure y'all thrilled.
Yeah. What else you got?
That's pretty much it.
All right, yeah. Moving on. Now I had a couple things that I wanted to discuss. First of all, we have no feedback because we have no listeners.
Yeah, big fucking surprise. No feedback? Shocking.
Well, Kevin, we would have to have shows before we could have listeners.
Ooh. Oh, my God. All right. Our new audio engineer, AJ Edgren?
That is?
He's going to have... He's gonna
is
have
that a new thing? Are you going to mispronounce my name every week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Got to do it to somebody. Zach, you had something we were talking about. Zach and I went out for drinks earlier before the show because we were so fed up with this shit.
Drink. Singular.
Yeah, it's actually true. We only had one drink because I was like, I want to get back to my apartment and get everything sounding good so I don't have any of these fucking ridiculous mishaps like the last 2 weeks. I was able to cover up the high-pitched noise from the one episode, and then we had... What was it, the first show? The Echo.
Yeah.
What are you suppressing that for?
Yeah, what are you silencing that for?
Oh, I don't know. You're in deep...
Where do you think you are? This is the place to burp.
Okay.
You're not out on a date.
We've had a cornucopia of audio issues.
You're not schmoozing me. Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
And I'm done with it. I'm pissed off.
Me too.
Because we have a nice setup here.
Oh, I agree.
Smells.
When it works, it sounds better than it's ever sounded before. But when something goes wrong, it sucks. That's a different thing every week. It's the echo, the high pitch, the static.
It's a goddamn shame.
AJ's busting my balls to check the headphones. I'm not going to wear them the whole time. I'm just going to check in every once in a while.
No, I just don't want us to record 20 minutes of stuff and then have to delete it all. Again.
Well, that's if you
ridiculous.
Keep talking, that's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
So pump the brakes a little bit. But Zach, I was talking about big... Why the fuck... I don't know how... Every guy wants to shoot a big load, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's jump into something gross right out of the bat.
Yeah.
You know that? And right off the bat. Right out of the gate. That's what I meant to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So... Which is funny because I feel like I already shoot pretty big loads. But when we brought this up, AJ jumped all
never
over.
Enough.
He was like, dude, I'd love to shoot a huge load.
It's never enough.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's never enough?
Gross. I mean, you're so like, oh, I already shoot a big load. It's like, do you really? Is it big enough?
I don't know.
How big is a big load?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, if it's going to be a big load, for me to actually know how big it is, I got to be able to see it.
Well,
which,
yeah.
In most sexual encounters, I can't see it.
All right, well, here's...
Do big loads go far, or they're just...
Far. I want it to be like multiple spurts.
Okay, multiple spurts.
Projection is what I'm going for, not quantity.
And volume? No volume?
So like six...
No, volume
six
plays
strings,
in.
Okay. Eight?
But I feel like you're like a super soaker and it fucking shoots out of there and you spew a huge load.
Do you remember that
then
one?
There's going to be quantity.
Yeah. Man. Some perverted motherfucker like... made up super soakers. He's like, yeah, kids will pump it for a while and then it'll shoot and then they got to do it again.
Oh, my God. Who came up with that? A Catholic priest? Sorry, I'm kidding.
No.
I actually am Catholic.
I looked up some numbers before I asked you this bit. I think the average dude shoots like, what, 2 to 5 milliliters?
Well, what does that mean to us? Translate that.
I don't know.
Where
do you think you
like,
fall in
put
there?
It into cooking terms.
I think I could fill
is that like a half a cup?
You could fucking not.
Whatever.
Should we have Kyle go rub one out on this week's show and see how much he produces? When was the last time you shot a load?
Let me see your iPad.
No. When was the last time you shot a load? You got an iPhone? Fuck off.
The screen's not big enough.
Look.
I got
focus.
Bad eyes, dude.
When was the last time you shot a load?
I beat off too many times. I fucking...
Who specifically can't remember the last time they
probably
came?
Probably yesterday.
Probably?
I think this morning.
Oh, well, never mind then. He's not going to be able to produce.
Can't perform?
No. I mean, he might get a little some, but he's just going to leak out.
Yeah, I could at least fill the bottles.
Out.
No way.
Yeah.
God,
every
I don't
time.
Want anyone coming in my apartment besides me, but, you know,
well,
if it's for the good of the show.
That's what he tells his girlfriends.
Yeah, that includes women.
Fucking asshole. Well, let's try to get something going here. What would it take for you to shoot a load into a cap?
Well, I'd probably miss. But I could try.
How could you possibly miss?
Yeah.
You could put that directly to the tip of your dick.
Yeah, but...
It's like if a doctor asked you to piss in a cup and you came back empty, like, sorry, I missed.
Yeah. My aim was off.
Well, I'm not going to just... How am I gonna beat
you have
it
a fucking
a
hose, my friend.
You don't have to beat it with a cap on your dick. You wait till you're about to shoot, and then you put it there.
I'm saying it might go, it might hit right there and like flip the cap over.
Wait, what? You're gonna be holding the cap.
Oh, okay.
Well, what, you're gonna put it up on the counter?
You set it on the edge of the sink.
Put it on the lid of the toilet?
I'm just gonna flop my dong right up on the lid.
You know, like, watch yourself do it or something?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Watch myself do it.
Wasn't this a topic on the show before?
My hand?
What, reflections?
No, like watching yourself while you jerk off. Somebody who we talk about.
Somebody brought it up, and I was like, no one has ever done that. Nobody wants to see themselves jerk off.
Apparently this kid has. Or he wants to.
Really?
No, nobody wants to see them with themselves. I'm going to pretend like it's not really happening.
You know who, but we don't need to talk
A former cast member.
Oh. I thought it was, well, okay.
No. It was a past cast. A past master. And
past master?
He definitely suggested that he likes that. Now... I will say, in certain circumstances, when you're with another person, that is cool.
Mirror?
Like, just recently, I was banging on my bed, and, like, she was on top, and I could see the reflection in my TV of, like, right now, I'm like, that's cool.
Well, that's like watching a porn.
That's completely different.
Exactly. That's completely normal, I feel like. But when you're alone and you're beating off, you don't want to acknowledge the fact that you're alone and you're beating off. I don't want to see myself do that.
It's now like that scene in American Psycho where Christian Bale is looking himself in the mirror.
He's, like, flexing his butt.
Playing studio? Yeah, I remember
It is
that.
Like that.
Yeah, that, we talked about this porn, I remember, because I was like, oh, yeah, that's why they have studio? Giant fucking mirrors on the tops of, like, hotel room.
Yes, a mirror on the ceiling makes rooms. Sense. For coitus. That's not for rubbing one.
That's why it exists.
The song is called Susu Studio.
Oh.
Look, I've lived for now 28 years, and I can definitively say I've never...
Oh, you're 27.
I turned 28 last week, man.
Yeah.
Wait, I can remember we had a party.
Yeah, we had a big party at your fucking house.
I mean, I don't
know. You're 27. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to be 27. That's
Cool.
I had to get out of there because I had work the next morning. How was the party? Anything cool happen?
Hold on, wait. Just I want everybody to weigh in real quick before we jump to the party. Everyone can definitively say they've never once wanted or have... looked at themselves jerk off.
You never jerked off in front of a mirror and even
never.
Glanced?
No.
You've never jerked in front of a mirror?
No, I don't even...
jerked in your room?
Of course.
There's a mirror in there? You're just saying you watched...
There's an...
Uh-oh.
Fuck. Just bleep it out. Bleep it out. Keep going.
Go back and cut from where I started talking.
All right. Yeah, no, it's cool. I'm not going to cut that out. We're going to keep going.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
well,
you are.
No, shut up,
Zach. Shut the fuck up.
Let's
just keep going. Yeah, just move on from it, all right?
Fair enough.
We're done. It's the same way I wouldn't want to see myself in the mirror taking a shit. I almost hate those kind of bathrooms where you're looking and there's like the sink and the mirror right in front of you while I'm pooping.
I'm a parent's ass.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Yeah. That little powder room by the laundry.
Yeah, yeah.
So it exists, you just don't look.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Especially, even more so when jerking it than when shitting, though. I don't know about you guys, but, like, even though there's nothing wrong with jerking off and I have to do it, I still, every once in a while, I always feel gross with myself afterwards. I'm just like, I just want to be done with this. You feel perfectly comfortable after you jerk off?
Yeah.
I gotta smoke a cigarette. It's all good, sir.
You smoke after
cigarette?
You jerk off?
Sure.
Really?
Why not?
I mean, I guess a cigarette could associate to any form of coming, you know, but I just always associate it with sex.
Yeah. I was associated with banging.
Yeah.
Do you even smoke?
No.
But
still, I mean, just that's for a person who doesn't smoke, they would imagine that you don't do it after you jerk
within
off.
Within the parameters of pop culture norms.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I did actually recently turn 28. We had a party at Kyle's last week. I thought it was pretty fun.
You should tell us about it.
Cops came.
Really?
Yeah, cops came.
To be quiet.
Well, first of all, I made a mix. It was a good iPod mix. AJ shows up. He says after like 10 minutes, he's like, yeah, I think I'm probably just going to leave. And then, so me and who I came with were like, no, like, come on, hang out. We'll give you a ride home. So he decides to stick around. You got really fucked up, dude. That's the most fucked up I've seen AJ in a long time.
Yeah, the paint can was fun. Why don't you tell him what was on the paint can?
What was in the paint can? Paint thinner?
It was like, I think frozen limeade concentrate, and then lemonade concentrate.
That's what you need to do.
2 liters of Mountain Dew and a half bottle of Everclear.
Half a bottle of Everclear?
Yep.
That's the only booze that was in it?
Yep.
I gotta say, for having Everclear in it, it tasted pretty fucking good,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Zach, you didn't try any?
No, I never did.
What?
Let's call Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
I was
a little bit of a bitch.
First off, it was legitimately out of a paint can. Secondly, I've been with the air on the air with you for like, what, 4 or 5 shows?
Uh-huh.
I don't like shaking your hand. Like drinking out of something you've drank out of.
You made a good point,
enough.
Though. It was actually out of a real paint can. Yeah. I mean, how well was that cleaned out?
It was the color of fucking paint thinner.
No, it was a clean paint can.
That's what you said.
So he went out and bought a new paint can. Yeah. He didn't just, like, clean out one from
it. Yeah, you can buy it. It was brand new.
Oh, he just bought an empty paint can?
You know, I really should have thought of that before I drank out of it, but it never occurred to me until now.
I don't think it occurred to pretty much anybody there except myself.
You weren't even allowed to be there if you didn't drink out of the can.
How many beers did you have? That actually was a rule.
I had three.
Oh, my God. How long were you even there? You were there less than an hour, man.
I was there just under two.
Which I'm really disappointed in this guy, because I wanted Zach to hang out and get shit-faced with
me. I'm sorry.
Did you bring your chick?
No.
No. Okay. Kyle, you got fucked up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you still were up.
Dude, I skipped that crazy hat party the next day because I got so fucking trashed.
You motherfucker. That's the whole reason we had to have it on a Friday. I had to go to fucking work at the station the next day. I had to be on the air the next morning.
Yeah, well.
You were walking around wearing hats and shit, talking about how cool that party was going to be.
You were wearing a lot of hats.
Was.
At one point, you were wearing... You had one of those little hats with a fucking propeller on it at one point.
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes hat or whatever.
Oh, AJ's got some pictures. We got to put that on our page, by the way. This is a picture of Kyle not only drinking out of the paint can, but wearing a, what the fuck is it, an astronaut helmet?
And a backwards Dodgers hat.
That we found in the bushes.
Astronaut with two S's, right? Astronaut. Yes. Hey, they can't all be winners, asshole. Give me a break.
Moving on. Now, the cops did show up.
I would like to interject... Kevin mentioned that I was trying to leave after an hour. That was because I was moving last weekend. I had movers scheduled to come at 10 o'clock the next morning, and I didn't want to be so fucked up I slept through that, which I then successfully did the next day anyways.
Right. So. I should have taken care of him. You know, my birthday party, I should be responsible for AJ.
Fuck yes. He told me he would set the alarm, and he did, and then he shut it off as soon as it woke him up.
I'm actually pretty sure my friend who came with me said she would set the alarm.
Well,
so you stayed at Kevin's place?
Yes.
I always stay over at this kid's place. Did he not tell you about
it? Cab cost me $40 fucking dollars. This guy on the phone.
Your parents $40.
Yeah, so? I have to eat shit for that.
Thank you, Kyle. They said I'd rather get you a cab than fucking
drive. How much shit do you eat for $40?
How do you know this?
You told me, you dick fuck.
Fuck off. Look. Okay, but by the way, the one chick who was there, Alex, I don't give a fuck if I say her name, but she's such a fucking pain in the ass. She's always all up in everybody else's business when she drinks, and it's so... fucking obnoxious. Anyway, her boyfriend, totally nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, cool, really like that guy.
Yeah.
Really?
He's all working on, he's like, I'll get you guys a cab, and I'd rather pay for you guys to have a cab than worry about you driving or whatever.
Yeah.
So, of course, he gets us a fucking cab eventually.
He doesn't talk like that, by the way.
Does anyone, I mean, that guy didn't fucking pay for it, though. It comes time to pay, and I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah, let me swipe my fucking MasterCard. But
that's a slick operation.
Yeah. I'm still glad we had a driver, though.
Yeah.
A cab, because we were fucked.
Dude, what happened to that weirdo kid?
Dude, he jumped on our cab. Which, dude, the cab driver was a dick to us, by the way.
Oh, bet.
He kept busting our balls, and then we got to my apartment. He didn't want to take my credit card. He's like, you don't have cash? You don't have cash? And I'm like, does anybody have any cash? And my friend was like, yeah, I have a little bit.
I wonder where he was from.
And AJ's like, I have a couple of bucks or whatever. And he's like, no, $38. And we're like, what the fuck? And then so like, he finally takes my credit card, and then like I'm getting out of the car, and he's like, what do I do with him? The other guy's like, pass on the bag. And I was like, it's your fucking problem now. Let's close the door.
Seriously?
And yeah.
Wow. Guy was probably dead somewhere.
Nah, he was fine.
Woke up in a bathtub full of ice.
That guy got kicked out of the party, and they were just standing on the street corner for like
who
an hour.
It?
I don't know. Douche. He's the guy who brought over the fucking 16-year-old kids. Which I gotta get into that.
That dude?
Right. Yeah. Some guy, he comes up to me, he's like, hey, are you in charge of this party? I'm like, yeah, well, it's my party. What do you want? He's like, I want to bring over a couple of chicks, and there's like a dude with them. I'm like, talk to Kyle. It's his fucking house.
Right.
So he talks to Kyle, and of course Kyle's like, yeah, sounds great. Bring him over.
Okay.
They show up to this bunch of fucking high school kids, like 16 years old. And there's this other guy. All right, first of all, there's this dude there who's very verbose. I don't want to say his name on the air. The military guy?
Believes in the Constitution enough to give his life for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Eric.
Eric, yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
So we're trying to get those chicks to get the fuck out of there, and the one chick grabs, like, a box that has, like, 8 beers left in it.
Yeah.
And she's leaving, and, like, I noticed. We all noticed it. We're like, dude, whatever. This is a problem we just want to get rid of.
Leave.
And then, like, they're in the driveway, like, almost fucking out the door, and Eric comes running out, like, those are our beers! And he's like, comes up, and he runs up, and he's, like, trying to pull the box from this girl. She's, like, a 16-year-old kid in the driveway. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, I can't let this happen in Kyle's driveway. This is going to ruin the whole party.
Yeah.
So I just came up to him, like, put my hand in. I'm like, dude, like, calm down. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Just relax. He's like, but those are our beers! I'm like, dude, it's all right. All right, just, like, look at me. Like, come on, we'll just walk away. And then we walk away, and, like, they leave, and then he's all fucking pissed at me.
Oh,
it's like, it's not the beers. It's the principal, and you fucked me. I'm like, dude, I can't let a scene happen with a little... fucking girl in the driveway. Who the fuck knows how old they
he
were?
He said that? He said, you fucked me?
Yes.
Wow.
He said,
he's like, look, everything is cool, but I'm not going to forget this. And I'm like, fuck, this guy's going to like rip my head off before the end of the night. Does he remember any of this?
It's probably not, dude. I haven't even talked to him since that day.
Oh, man.
That guy's out of control.
It was a... Yeah, that guy...
But he brought the paint can, so I can't complain.
I'm not going to lie. I hate to say, for all of our listeners, we're going to be losing Kyle the Fuckstick Singletary soon. Oh. He's going to be going to California. And I've been looking for a replacement, and that guy, Eric, is a major wild card. I'm like, maybe this guy could be cool on the air, but, dude,
don't
I can't...
get him super hand.
I can't let that guy in my home. No. I can't rein that guy in. He's a fucking bull in a china shop.
Yeah. He'll break everything.
Yes. He's nuts, but he's a nice guy.
Did he break shit at the party?
Nice guy.
No, he didn't break anything.
He just broke himself.
He continued to manifest drama throughout the rest of the night, though. But no, it was a fun night. Cops came. Alex, the twat, went out and talked to the cops, and that was cool. Anybody but do you remember when the cops were there? I'm pretty sure that Eric guy was like, let me go talk to him. We're like, no, no. You are not going to talk to the cops. I think AJ pissed on the floor.
No. Kevin keeps on saying I pissed on the floor of his bathroom. But of all the dumb shit I've done when I'm drunk, I've never been in a bathroom and pissed on the floor just for the hell of it.
So, all right, let's talk about this. Legitimately, it's like solving a mystery. It's like who pooped the bed, you know? And Sunny?
Yeah, I'm Sunny.
All right, so we come home. It's pushing 5 a.m. at this point. Right. Cab drops us off. We come inside. My lady friend and I, we, as normal, like go to the bathroom, brush teeth, get ready for bed, and go to sleep. AJ just walks in and immediately lands on my couch. It's done. Out. Pfft, done. I brought him a blanket. But that was it. Everybody passes out. I wake up at like...
You didn't get to put the sheet down?
No, I didn't. The one time I don't make him go brovolactic and he fucking pisses everywhere. So I get up at like 7 a.m. to go take a piss in the bathroom and it's like a puddle of water, whatever the fuck it was, around my toilet and bath mat area. Oh, and I'm like, oh, fucking gross. But I'm way too... I can't deal with it at this point. So I get back in bed and go to sleep. That wait, but before I went back in bed, because I'm curious of what happened, I look out at AJ, and he's no longer wearing his pants. He has his boxers on, pulled down like halfway, and he's face down on the toilet. Like, I can see like most of his ass. And then wakes me up, you know, and she's whatever. Oh, God, I'm not going to bleep the shit out of this episode. It doesn't fucking matter anyway. And says, yeah, like there's wetness or whatever in the bathroom, and...
It was totally her.
There's no fucking way, man.
My lady,
I come out with this
lady,
girl a lot of times.
Boy,
I've been wasted
right?
with her a bunch of times, like nothing ever. I mean, so I mean, but how did I get there then? If it wasn't Asia, it didn't piss.
So before. Your theory is that I went into the bathroom, stood over the toilet, and pissed on the floor, anyways.
I think you thought you were pissing in the toilet.
That's Kevin. You know me. How many times have I been drunk? And how many times has something like that ever happened? I have pissed my pants before. I have pissed in the bed, but I have never stood over a toilet.
But I've heard a lot of stories about this in similar circumstances.
Right.
Like one of my buddies accidentally pissed in a hamper one time in the bathroom because he thought it was the toilet. And that's a guy I've been wasted with a ton of times. It was Shivers. Guy pissed in a thing full of clothes.
Oh, it had clothes in it?
Yeah.
Wait, I think you mentioned that once. Wasn't it clean clothes?
Yeah, it was. I don't know why it was clean clothes. Maybe it was a basket of clean clothes.
That sucks shit, dude. That's just a bad deal all around. Kyle, what are you drinking tonight?
Mickey's, man.
Mickey's?
Mickey's nades.
Mickey's nades.
All right, so I thought perhaps...
Yeah.
I mean, this is not uncommon. Oh. I've lived here for 3 years. I never had any plumbing complications. Maybe my toilet leaked. Maybe it's water that spilled out on
I
the floor.
I was thinking that.
And nothing has ever happened since involving that. But I will say in AJ's defense,
yeah.
Somehow there was no splatter or any kind of mess on the actual toilet.
That's impressive.
I also was thinking it may have been... Kyle, you may remember this. Back in the day, AJ used to get in the fucking shower when he was hammered.
Yeah?
Remember that shit? He'd like get in there and turn the water on.
Briefly.
So I thought maybe it's the maybe just water got everywhere. But my faucet was still wiped clean from when I showered before the party that night.
Huh.
I would have said that was the most likely explanation, but I had my shirt on and it was still buttoned up the next day.
True.
Which I would not have put that.
There's
down
no way that was it.
It's like a mystery, man. We need Batman.
Okay, so another thing, I did a couple other tests. I waited for everything to dry. The towel that I used to wipe the floor and my bath mat and smelled them afterwards, no urine odor. No, however,
but
at that point in the night, it'd be all clear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's it's like, all water at that point.
So exactly. What you're really saying is you think you smelled my piss?
No, I didn't smell your piss.
It would hardly be the first time.
Well.
How many had you had at that point?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Do you, I mean, how do you know it wasn't you?
You know how many fucking
because
casualties
I live here. I get hammered all the fucking time to that point.
Maybe drunk Kevin was like, I'm gonna fuck sober Kevin right in his ass and piss on his floor.
I think if I had done that too, I would have had some messiness on myself. Because remember, I went to sleep close to 5, and this was like 7:30 that I got up to pee.
Good point.
I would be wet. What are you?
Sorry.
Good one, Corey.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right.
It was more like 11:30, because if you'd gotten up at 10, there wouldn't have been a problem with my movers. But thank you.
You're welcome. It's not like I had to work that day.
All right, so what happened with this whole alarm situation? Did anything happen?
I don't really know.
What are you fucking babbling about?
I really don't know.
The last thing
I remember is, like, I actually got out of bed and started getting dressed, and all of a sudden, getting dressed, like, because I had to go to work at the station. All of a sudden, I just heard AJ like, Kevin, what the fuck? And then, like, instantly I realized, like, oh, shit, he had, like, moved today or something. And then I was like, oh.
I had, like, 4 missed calls from the movers.
That's the whole reason you, like, didn't want to drink at the party,
right?
Yeah,
this was, like, 2 hours later, and I called him, like, can you still come out? And they're like, no.
By the way, did you have to eat a fee for that?
Huh?
Did you have to eat some money for that?
No, thank God I didn't give him a credit card or anything beforehand.
So what did you use different?
They came out the next day.
Same movers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. I didn't know that in the moving industry, like, you can't put a tip on a card. Like, you're supposed to give them cash. So I just signed all the paperwork, and I kept on waiting for a space to leave a tip, and I didn't, and then I felt like an asshole.
Oh, you should feel like an asshole. Those guys break their backs to move your shit.
I don't know, I felt like such a dick, because it was like 110 degrees outside, and I'm just sitting in my chair being like, yeah, put that in the living room, put that in the bedroom.
Didn't they, like, fuck you the day before, though?
No,
how much does it cost to move from one apartment to another apartment?
Well, I moved most of the stuff myself, but moving the big stuff was like $250.
Oh.
And keep in mind, I didn't tip them, but...
Yeah, well...
That's rough.
You made off like a bandit on the gratuity.
I did.
Never calling those movers back. Jesus,
what
that's
were you
a mess.
Gonna
so it costs $40 to take a cab from his place to yours?
Well, you see, the thing is, it's not like when you're...
Like, do I not... I mean, I've never been in a cab.
I mean, he lives in a residential area of Corinth, which is not like a cab area. So that... Whoever... I didn't find the cab, so... you know that twat that I mentioned?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend found the cab, so God knows where the fuck that cab's coming from. That guy may have come from fucking Louisville or Dallas even.
Yeah.
Drives all the way to Corinth and takes me, like, then that could make sense.
That makes sense.
I mean, there's a Denton cab company, like, I know before I've taken a cab from, say, Fry Street to my apartment, and that's like $8.
That's
because that was a Denton cab. But coming to Corinth from wherever he came from at that time of night, which was really hard to find a cab, I want to say it took the guy a good hour just to find us a cab.
Yeah.
I was completely blacked out, dude. I don't remember the cab ride back. I vaguely remember you telling him your problem now. Just because that was fucking funny.
Yeah, I did say that.
That's
he's like,
we'll
do it then. I was like, it's your fucking problem now, asshole. That guy did piss me off. But, yeah, I think that's why it cost so much.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't tip the guy?
No.
Oh, he drives all the way out from God knows where.
Well, if he wasn't a fucking asshole, I would have.
He doesn't tip you, and then you leave some dark slob in the back of his
There was even a blank for, like, the tip on the thing, and I just went, and, like, gave it to him, and he even made a face, like, whoosh. Like, and I'm like, whatever, dude. And that's why then he's like, wait, what did I do with him? I was like, well, you should have thought about that before you made that face. Anyway, I don't know.
It's a good thing you don't live in a house.
Yeah, I guess
you might
have
been fucking robbed the next week or some shit.
Well, at first I thought I lost my iPod that I brought for my party mix. And I couldn't find it the next day, so I thought it probably slipped out of my pocket in the cab. And I was like, well, that guy can just fucking keep it anyway. Whatever. But then I guess, wow. Do not fart on my mic! Sit down! This mic is off limits for farting.
I think it got it. I see the little spike.
Sees the waveform.
Off! Ugh! Ugh! Not only does that stink, but I forgot what I was talking about, and it was a shitty fart.
That's like mixed brands right
there. The taxi cab.
Little cocktail.
What does it smell like?
Cum.
There you go.
Kyle?
That joke will never get old.
Smells like AJ's dick. Homemade dick?
You wouldn't know, homie.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I sucked his cock before the show.
Exactly.
Yeah?
So, does
Tastes
anybody
like
else...
Thank you. That was the joke.
Quick draw, McGraw.
No, I blew you.
Got your back.
I don't think you understand.
He's got your back.
I'm sucking what you're...
When you're ready to do something...
Look, I'm done talking about the party. Who wants to talk about something else?
Right.
I mean, we have good conversation going always. But...
I agree. What else you got?
What else do I have? What else do you have?
Dude, okay.
I talked
last
about the
week,
party. I talked about the loads.
Last week, I tried to bring up a topic, and you called it... What did you say? I don't know, you just shut me the fuck down in like 2 seconds. All right,
well, let's do it again.
This.
What was it?
Let's not do this again.
What
I've
was
got
it?
Nothing, fuck.
What was the topic? Come
I wish
on.
I was Johnny on the spot, but I got nothing.
Share with the class. All
right, one of my coworkers recently told me, just blatantly told me. He told me this because he figured, you would figure it out soon enough. He told me that he's been married for 5 years and he's a swinger.
So?
His wife doesn't know about it?
No, his wife's a swinger too.
Oh, yeah, she would know.
So why?
Totally like open relationship. Swapping. I guess the question is, would you ever do that?
Yeah.
No. Well, of course Kyle would. Yeah. I think Kyle's the only guy here who would do it, right?
Yeah. I don't think I would.
Come on, you really think things could ever be the same in your relationship again?
No, I mean, of course not, but, I mean...
You guys are such pussies.
It's... I really don't know. Like, yeah, I would think, man, this is awesome while I was doing it, but as soon as I saw her getting railed by another dude, I'd be like...
Exactly.
This is horrible. I agree.
That's the shit deal. It's not that you get to fuck someone else. It's, you know, somebody else.
You gotta lay down ground rules, I would think, too, if you were ever gonna go there. Like, I mean, just personally, me, if I was ever in a place where I thought the only way to save my relationship was because...
Yeah, well, what are you gonna tell him? Like, no kissing. He can't come on your face.
No, no, no. No blowing. No oral. Condoms only.
These would be your rules.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, no facials or anything like that.
Nothing that makes you look like you actually give a shit.
I don't want anybody to pull a load on you. But
I don't care. He can come anywhere else. He can come anywhere else, just not the face.
Oh, wait. So could you get a blowjob?
No.
Why would the face be... Like, is that romantic?
Yeah, I would also say I don't want anybody else to go down on her.
That's pretty fair. That's kind of, no kissing, right? That's in there. Of course.
I don't care about kissing.
Really?
Kiss the lips.
Yeah. No kissing porn.
It's not cheating if it's a hand job.
They're kissing porn.
Not often.
All the time. The scene always starts with making out.
Cinemax?
Who?
In any reality porn, say it's like any naughty America, like My Sister's Hot Friend or MILF, like it always starts with making out.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, there's lots of kissing in porn. You just overlook it because you're probably fast-forwarding at that point.
Okay, so but go the other way.
Kind of like anytime I see in a porn a guy eating at a chick, I'm instantly fast-forwarding.
I actually wanted to bring this up a few weeks ago, but how much of any individual porn movie do you guys actually watch? Because for me, it's like 2 minutes of each. And
of a 20-minute
like
scene, I would say, yeah, I watch like three. Sometimes I'll sit through the first 5 minutes just to like build the mood, and then I just start skipping.
Yep. But has anybody here ever sat down and watched like a whole 20-minute porn
scene
from beginning to end?
No.
I can tell you one thing, though. Instantly, as soon as music starts playing at a porn, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Game over.
Especially if it's sex.
Any music. Well, I mean, come on. We live in 2013. There's not as much sex as we used to be. Yeah. It's not like Debbie Does Dallas. We've evolved a little bit.
A couple of years ago, I was in my apartment. It was like 1 a.m. We had HBO and Cinemax at that point. And it was like 1 a.m. I was about to go to sleep. And I saw the next thing that was going to be on Cinemax was Bikini Jones and the Temple of Poon. And I was like...
That sounds pretty
sweet. I bet I can get all the way through this thing. And of course, I got through like 25 minutes and then, you know, finished and fell asleep. But I was like... I mean, in my defense, it was a really shitty porn. Like the
right
shitty porn on Skinamax?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I expected, but I don't know. I was like, oh, it's Indiana Jones porn spoof. I gotta check this out,
dude. I remember staying at my grandma's house one summer, and I rubbed one out to a Girls Gone Wild commercial. Like, I mean, in a pinch, I can come up with anything.
Dude, those are like 40 seconds long.
No, it was a long one.
Were you watching Howard Stern?
It was almost like paid programming.
Were you watching Howard Stern
there.
On E, and then you'd know that Girls on Wild commercial would come up and time.
Maybe. That actually very well may be, because that was back when Howard Stern was still on E, because I was only like 15 back then.
Yep. Do you always use porn, right?
Yes.
Do you have anything in your spank bank?
E-match?
No. No. Spank
nothing?
Bank. Never uses spank bank.
Really?
I mean, I got stuff, I just never used that.
Why?
Because I love porn.
Yeah. Well, you have it, right? You save your spank bank for when you don't have porn.
You ever watch a facial compilation video?
Yes.
No.
Compilation videos are awesome.
I like those.
I like
compilation videos
really?
Are awesome.
Get off to them.
Dude, I mean, I don't get off to him either, but I mean, it's a good pregame.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? It sucks.
Like
you like a facial compilation video that may be really cool, and you click on it, and there's music to it. And you're like, no, why? I just want to hear the natural audio. Wait,
that's
seriously, that's like the best
awkward,
part.
Though.
It's like the end of a porno, seeing the cum shot.
Depends on the
like
music.
That?
It could be.
Really.
Dude, do you guys remember when this guy ripped a huge fart before the show?
Yeah.
That no one will ever hear?
It's impressive.
Zach's doing that classic move where he's using his t-shirt to cover his face. He looks like the guys on To Catch a Predator when they realize they're on camera.
That's right. Oh, shit.
I look like I need underage girls, man.
Chris Hansen.
I got plenty of chicks.
Not again.
You say, do you like anal? No rubber.
It's a question.
Jesus.
All right, look, we're at 29 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and call it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the Status Bro Show.
You're listening to the Status
Bro.
All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We're back from the break. I'm Kevin Ebeling, joined with Kyle the Douchelick Singletary. My co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey!
Andrew Ardgren?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What were we talking about before the break anyway? Porns? We were talking about porns.
Yeah, facial compilations. Yeah.
I thought that's all we talked about on this show.
No. In fact, I think, honestly, since we had to do a little restructuring, that's the first time we've talked porn in a while.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, man.
Did you talk about porn?
I don't know. Maybe it was
nobody would have fucking heard it anyway.
Shows are worth we deleted, so.
So, one thing I had on my list that I've wanted to talk about for a long time is funny encounters with cops. Now, Zach the Youngblood Lewis probably doesn't really have any, but I know Kyle has to have some good ones. And I know one that involves AJ and I that I would like to share.
Really?
Yeah.
This is different from the, you told one once on the air. Forget who you were
I got
with.
A million of them, man.
It was in a pool and a diving board that and you were in a backyard and you get caught with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, when I got handcuffed and tackled and all that stuff.
Gotcha. Yep. Who was that with?
That was with Holly, Seiji, and that was it. It was just the three of us.
Gotcha. That's pretty funny.
It was a good one. But this one goes way back to, I want to say we were like 18 years old. Maybe.
I'm trying to think of what you could be thinking of, and I honestly don't remember. I thought we were going to talk about Fry Street when we ended up asking that cop, can you call us a cab?
Well, that was a good one. But I mean, that really wasn't that crazy of a story.
No.
It was entertaining. But way back when we were kids, AJ's parents used to go out of town a lot, which was nice because we could have people over there. I called them parties, but a lot of times they weren't really parties. It's just people would go and hang out.
Yeah,
and keep in mind, I was very young at this time and very juvenile, and I would never behave in the way that now that I did back then.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, maybe. In fact, maybe we should do this on the show. Anyway, AJ would always go from 0 to 60 at the very beginning of the night. Always. Zach, quit playing on your phone, all right? Kyle, quit playing with your beer bottle.
I'll tell you what I'm doing later.
Trying to do a radio show here. So, me, Kyle, our other buddy, B-San, Say Jack, we all emptied out a 40, and we pissed into it. We probably filled up 3/4 of the, maybe half. What do you think, Kyle?
A good portion.
Did you all try to piss in it at the same time, or?
No, we went one at a time.
Took turns.
We all
did you go first?
Our tips all touched it, though.
Did you go first?
No.
Then you're gay.
Yeah. So we put it in the freezer.
Don't worry, that's not the thing that pushes you over the line, but
I don't even know that this is that good of a story. It kind of makes me just feel like an asshole.
You put a 40 pull up, a 40 full of piss in
a 40 that he pissed in. That's basically
AJ drank the piss, but that's not just it. AJ was floored at the time, and we basically were waking him up, saying, "Dude, just take a sip of this beer. Take a sip." So he takes a sip. I don't even know that he really swallowed it because he immediately like hangs his mouth open over the coffee table and like it's just dripping out, and we can instantly tell he's fucking pissed. So AJ takes out after
us.
He's wearing a, no pun intended. He was wearing a bathrobe, which he also, because I told you he used to get in the shower when he was hammered. This guy ends up fucking chasing us with a butcher's knife down the street out the front side of his house. Literally, me and another guy and AJ standing on his front lawn waving a butcher's knife around screaming like, I'm going to fucking kill you guys. And I honestly kind of believed he might stab us if we were actually there.
Was it like funny or was it like frightening?
Both.
Weirdly enough,
I mean,
it was
time.
Frightening until I was at a safe distance and then I was laughing my ass off.
And then you realize.
I remember calling you the next morning and, like, I remember none of this and being like, dude, I really don't remember what happened last night, but I feel like it was horrible. You want to go get breakfast? And,
did we?
Yeah, we went to McDonald's.
Was your ass red?
Well, I mean, it always is after we had.
This was that same night where AJ was letting people whip him in the ass with a belt.
No way.
It was only. Yeah, I don't know if we said it.
At one point, he had his pants down and was crawling on all fours, and we were just whipping his ass with a fucking leather belt.
Dude, you're making. At the time, this was funny, but.
No, I wasn't involved in
this.
This
is pretty fucked up.
I was there, but I didn't actually whip your ass. But I remember it happening. You remember it kind of, right?
This is like the darkest turn the show has ever taken, man.
Do you remember it happening, though?
Yes, I remember it happening.
You know, some dark turns. You remember, everybody remembers our friend Jenny. She's the one who got that started.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that a chick was involved in whipping your ass with a belt.
She liked it.
Wait, was she the one getting whipped?
No.
Oh,
she was
that is
a
weird.
Whipping.
You're right, that's weird.
She
I
did
was like,
kinda,
oh, that was cool. That's
Jenny
cool,
would come
man.
Up
that's
with cruel
weird.
Shenanigans like this all the fucking time.
I wouldn't be. Did she, by any chance, suggest pissing in the 40 in the first place?
I don't
it
know.
It seems like the type of thing she would do.
It does. Say Jack and I used to always quote that classic line from Super Troopers where we'd be like, our shenanigans are cheeky and funny, where Jenny's are cruel and tragic. Like, she would always come up with shit like that.
Evil shenanigans, yeah.
At some point, the cops showed up, though. What did the cops show up?
You're thinking of two different nights. I believe
you sure that's a different night?
Well, I remember they showed up twice. When was the time you guys...
Not in my mic! How many times do I have to tell you not to do that?
It's not going
to
happen for two more shows.
I don't want mud on my mic. All right.
Gross. Well, once was the night me and Clutch went to McDonald's to get food after everybody was shit-faced.
Oh.
And you guys set off a firecracker on my front lawn that landed on my neighbor's roof and started a fire. And the fire department showed up.
That's what it was.
That was cool.
Shit, that happened to
me. We saw the cops, so everybody was like, dude, lockdown, like, immediately. So everybody, like, clustered together. We locked the doors and everything, and, like, nice. Turned off all the lights, and we sit there, and we're like, dude, we're totally cool. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts banging on the door, and it's like, it's me, it's Andrew, it's my fucking house. Open the door. And we're like, dude, the cops are right there. Like, should we let him in? And Sajak and I are like,
no,
dude.
No, fuck him.
So we didn't let him in.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Kevin's very proud of locking me out of my own house.
Come on, that's funny.
Why do you still need to crawl up?
I know everybody listening right now is wondering, like, why the fuck does he hang out with
these
people?
Yeah, why are you sitting in the same room right now?
Oh, you mean when you, like, the time you broke that pot?
Yeah, I was crawling up the doorway.
Only you did that.
Yeah. And then my parents come out, like, 10 seconds later after this kid has broken their pot. And he doesn't apologize. He doesn't say, like, geez. You know what? I feel bad about this. He says, I broke your pot or something like
that. I thought Kyle, like, gave him $10 or something.
No, he didn't even offer to, like, he never even said, I'm sorry. I distinctly remember because my mom afterwards was like, I don't like that kid.
Yeah, a lot of people have that.
So wait, did you ever, like,
really like,
although people like Kyle a lot. AJ is the one who rubs people the wrong way. AJ is the guy that people love to hate. AJ leaves people with a bad taste in their mouths.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Especially Zach right now.
Shit.
Zach's doing the To Catch a Predator thing again with his shirt up over his nose.
That's, you got shit, my friend. Smells like
look,
shit.
Zach, we've talked about partying, we talked about porno. I mean, what the fuck do you want to talk about?
Nope.
Damn,
did Andrew ever get...
Can you really still smell it?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
It's horrible, dude. It's
I don't smell anything.
Can't
smell bad.
AJ, I mean, Kyle, lean in there, like, sniff as hard as you can.
Oh, it's bad.
Did you really smell it?
No.
Andrew,
don't waste my
time. Did you ever get back at this asshole for all that shit?
First time we got wasted, I puked all over this kid's fucking house.
My house.
Yeah, his parents came home, and Kevin was feverishly trying to clean it up, but he did not get it.
I was able to clean everything off the carpet, which is what really would have caught shit. But, yeah, AJ was, he was in my bedroom where I had bunk beds back then, and I remember him being on the top bunk with, like, puke drooling out of his mouth and just dripping, like, from the bunk bed straight onto the floor. And my parents were like, just let him sleep it off. And then they went and got us McDonald's, dude.
Yeah, nice. That was pretty swell.
It was. My dad was pretty cool about it.
Your parents sound way cooler than Andrew's parents.
Well, they never really... Ooh, yeah, this is a good story. The first time I ever got caught smoking pot was at Andrew's.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And we got away with this for a long time.
What happened?
We had this system
where
we would get weed from this guy we knew, James Flanagan. And he doesn't care if we say his name.
Fuck him.
We got weed from him, and then AJ
he's been
had...
out of the game for a long
time.
Yeah,
he's a father now, man.
AJ was an only child, so it was just him, his parents, and him. And there were three bedrooms upstairs. There was AJ's bedroom, a guest bedroom, and then like a den kind of room. So just another room that we basically turned into like our hangout. And it was in the very far corner. So, like, the farthest away from his parents we could possibly be. We put, like, a TV in there. We had, like, a PS2, some posters. I remember there's, like, a Goodfellas poster in there and, like, a Cypress Hill poster or some shit. I don't even know. And we had this whole system where we would wait till his parents went to bed. And we would plug the bottom of the door with, like, a towel.
Of course.
Yeah. And then we would just straight up smoke weed in there, light up all night. I mean, we wouldn't lean our heads out the window or anything. We'd just get stoned up there.
We would open the window.
Well, yeah, we would open the window, but we wouldn't, like, lean out the window or anything. We didn't even smoke by the window. We would just sit, like, on the futon and smoke, like, on the couch.
We smoked by the window a lot of the time, as I recall. Anyway, so...
It still worked. Nothing ever happened.
But, yeah, we got away with that for, like, months. And then one night, just when my dad...
His mom wasn't even there!
Yeah. Like, just the door opens, and, like, I remember we were...
He just tried to cover it, he's like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, we're smoking a bong, and I, like, put the bong down, and like, hey, what's up, man? Like, just trying to play it off, even though the room reeks of fucking pot.
Yeah.
And he just says, I know what that smell is, AJ.
Yeah, and then we're just like, fuck.
Yeah, so that led to, like, a 2-hour lecture with me arguing with him, like, man, like, pot shouldn't even be illegal, man. It's, like, not even dangerous.
His dad gave him this lecture, he's like, no, when I was young, my buddies and I would go out, and we would get wasted, but it was legal. And I was like, this whole line. And he's like, and by the way, that stuff, the smell clings to the walls. The color, it'll turn the wallpaper yellow. You guys are fucking idiots for thinking you could even get away with this. And I know on some level, AJ wanted to blurt out, like, we've been doing this for months right under your nose. But no, he didn't. And that's when I jumped in, like, when he was doing that. I was like, I swear this is the first time we've ever done anything like this.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I understand, But I'm AJ, I'm going to tell your mom. And Kevin, I'm going to have to call your parents in the morning. And we're like, fuck. So then I go into like straight defense, like negotiation. And I'm trying to talk with his dad. For seriously, this went on for a while. I'm like, please, you don't understand. Like, my life is over. Like, this will never happen again. Like, please, please don't. And I remember at one point, AJ hates this. But AJ, his dad looked to him and he's like, AJ, this is serious shit. Like, the sternest face ever. And I still quote it because AJ hates it so much. Even sometimes when AJ will get pissed at me, I'll do that. I'll be like, AJ, this is serious?
This kid,
shit.
Because what my dad was saying, that, like, I knew in his head, like, his world was fucking falling apart. He was like, in his mind, that was one step from me, like, you know, injecting heroin straight into my veins. And
which the same thing would have been if he had called my parents. They would have thought that same thing.
Like, in retrospect, it was,
I would have been a junkie to my parents.
But anyways, don't smoke weed, children.
Yeah.
And he kept it to himself. He did not tell Kevin's parents.
Correct.
He didn't tell my mom.
He cut us a break.
Wow. And then, like, 3 years later, I told my mom, and she broke down crying.
It sucks, though. We just pick up this enormous sack. Like, we really stocked up. Like, this would have lasted us a month.
Yeah, dude, we bought that from, after prom, I remember from Jenny's friend. Was it? No, it was Angel's friend.
It's my friend. Our friend. That girl. I can't remember her fucking name, but
yeah, I think that was the only time we ever, like, associate with her, but
it was for weed. Yeah,
I gave her $60, and I thought, like, because we hadn't, like, been that experience, I thought it was gonna be like a little bag, and she gives me like this enormous, like, garbage bag.
It was swag, so we got like at least an ounce.
Oh yeah,
say we got a huge sack.
Then, and then when she hands it to me, she's like, "Be careful when you're leaving. The cops just quit watching the house."
Oh wow.
But AJ, he followed us into the bathroom and made us dump it in the toilet and flush.
Oh, so I was gonna ask, like, did he take it or?
Zach, that's you ever get caught doing anything? Zach's like such a he's the young blood, but still, you should.
I was okay. Look, this is the thing. I don't think you guys understand. Like, I was a fucking loser in high school. I didn't do shit.
Were you a loser?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't come into my own until senior year of high school, and that's when I started getting detention.
Kyle was even worse. No, I'm just kidding.
And then I got to college, it just got worse. Now here I am. But no, in high school, I like kept to myself, didn't fucking talk to anybody, didn't do shit.
You ever get oral sex in the swimming pool?
All right, like Gladiator come on.
I have an
order in the
koozie.
Court here, all right?
Koozie
Kyle, that
showsy.
Wasn't a serious question.
I thought it was. Why not? Why is that not a serious question?
I don't know. I haven't gotten blowjob in a pool.
Neither have I.
Suck.
Actually, I have
that's
for a second,
point.
But it wasn't
they do
like...
suck.
No, that I think about it, yeah. Actually, I got a handy at a jacuzzi once, and she went down to make sure the spuzz didn't contaminate it with my unborn children.
I remember at one point I was, like, dating a girl where... We were messing around in the pool, and she would, like, go underwater for, like, just a second and put her mouth on it. But, like, there's no way that ever would have come to anything.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like it's a snorkel. She can't keep breathing on it. Shit. Of course she's only going to be a second.
It's not going to keep her alive.
Yeah.
That's got to be a theme for some porno somewhere out there is, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I think I saw it once. It was awesome.
We should make a porno.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, not with us, but, like, produce our own porno from the Status Pro Show.
Nice.
I mean, well, we need Kyle, obviously.
Kevin, I can't help but notice you told Zach to quit fucking around on his phone not 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but this is important. This
mine
was
actually kind of relevant. I was trying to find a picture of fucking Kyle doing something stupid, and I found a couple.
Dude, speaking of Kyle doing stupid shit.
Not the one in question.
Kyle, quit screwing around with your can. Contribute something.
Kyle's about to leave our show, which kind of sucks. We got, what, maybe two more episodes?
Kind of sucks.
Give us two more episodes, at least.
Yeah.
Dude, we don't want to be just stuck with this fucking guy. AJ sucks. I mean, come on. All
right. Dude, Kevin, I can leave right now.
AJ's answer to every criticism.
Go fuck yourself, Kevin.
But look, Kyle's really good at meeting...
I got that reference. Really good.
Kyle's good at meeting liberal chicks, let me just say that.
Liberal?
Look, I don't really meet that many chicks that I just randomly hooked up with or that I casually dated that will send me pictures of their ass and tits or clam on a regular basis. Kyle meets these kind of chicks all the time.
Well,
he's constantly showing me these pics.
We don't spend a lot of time hanging out.
Horse?
That's a great point. It's like, where do you hang out as opposed to where he hangs out? That might, you know, make a difference.
I don't think it's really active where I hang out. I'm just good at what I do, so. They're like, hey.
He's not. Right. Look, if we wanted to make a porno...
It. Well, how many nudies do you have of all the chicks
you're not good at what you do. You're just good at hanging out in skeezy places.
Good.
No.
Yes.
Dude, that 19-year-old.
You throw yourself into a casual college environment with any of us, you're not going to bang any of those chicks.
You even told me earlier.
Nah.
You were giving me props for this notion. Now you're going against
What? Any of these chicks, whoever sent you one of these pics, was any of them a college grad?
Oh, I don't care about that.
I'm just saying.
No.
Okay, well, it plays more into the clientele than to a general blanket statement that you're good at getting chicks to do this.
I agree.
Sure.
I mean, you have a way with,
bless you.
You know, skanky chicks.
Not really.
Yes.
You should see my roommate, dude.
What roommate?
Xavier's had like four random different girls over like the last four nights.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you're like dad.
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm not saying you don't have any game. Don't get butthurt.
Oh,
that's totally
why would I get butthurt if you said I didn't have any game?
Well, because you're all trying to throw your credentials out, you know, and every guy wants to try to save face. I understand where you're coming from.
I should get butthurt if you say that.
Well, are you butthurt?
No.
All right. Ooh, let's move on before Kyle's a little... Kyle got butthurt. Zach, what else? I thought you had something you would talk about.
Dude, I don't even remember. It's been a short night.
Does anybody, AJ, you brought some stuff. Come on. Throw me a fucking lifesaver.
I was fucking bored at work today, and I started thinking about slang terms for semen. And here's what I got so far, and anybody who wants to contribute to this list, by all means.
What do you got?
Cum, spuzz, jizz, jism, joy juice, baby batter, baby gravy, man sack.
Damn it, those are both juice. The ones I was going to say.
But that's what I got.
Well, that's a horrible combo because you use all the goods.
Pearl Jam.
Ooh. Pearl Jam, that's a song.
Did you say man sap?
I did.
Oh. Spunk.
Spunk.
Spunk. Classic. That should have been after spuzz.
You said spuzz, though?
I said, yeah, I did say spuzz.
Goo?
Spooz.
Goo could be generic, though. That makes me think like that shit, gack that they used it.
How does gack goo? Dude, I'm gonna start using gack as a term for goo.
Love sauce.
Gack.
Dude, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is love gravy. Dude, I like using gag. I'm like, dude, then I shot my gack all over your face.
Yeah.
Man sauce. That's a good one as well.
What, man sauce?
Actually, I believe you as on the show have referred to it as the sauce before.
Which I got from Kyle.
I gave her the sauce.
I remember Sage Jack came back and was telling this story about this chick he banged on the road, and we're all asking, like, did you wear rubber? Like, what was the deal? And then Kyle was like, well, where'd you put the sauce? I thought that was a good question.
Man. Where'd you put the sauce? Jesus.
Look, something I wanted to talk about is this kind of pertains to, actually, Zach's been watching Rescue Me lately, and one of the characters I think this pertains to is bisexuality.
Yeah.
This is a hotly contested topic, I feel like. And look, a chick can be bisexual. I think a girl can maybe be interested in other women and make out with a girl, maybe do, who knows what the fuck with a girl, but still wants the dick, but would she still likes wiener in a broad scale, where if a guy likes women, but he would suck a dick, that makes him gay, right?
Yes.
You're not bisexual, you're gay.
You're a fag.
So if you're a woman, you can be bisexual, but if you're a man, you can't.
Yeah, that's the double standard that'll never be breached.
No, I disagree.
Really?
If a dude fucks a dude in the ass one night, and the next night he's fucking a chick, you can't really say he's straight on gay.
Yes.
Isn't that dude from the Rolling Stones?
Then why'd he fuck a chick? Yeah.
I mean,
but that makes him gay. If you can suck a dick, you're gay.
Keith Richards is gay.
He's a gay guy who bangs chicks?
What, is he like a gay guy that's straight curious?
But dude, he didn't just, I mean, he blew, he banged,
yes, he's
everything.
Done a lot of sexual shit with dudes, but he's banged thousands of chicks.
Still gay.
He's fucking 18-year-olds right now, and he's like 150.
He's banging 18-year-olds with his fruity cock.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So I guess
he's giving
him
the fruit stripes
gum.
Do what?
Does that make it gay when we make out?
No, that's just all in good fun, guy.
Yeah.
Look, it's gay if you
that's
kiss.
That's what I'm trying to say, Kevin!
Look, it's gay.
It's gay if you kiss.
It's not gay until you come inside another dude's asshole.
Wow.
Oh, so I can fuck a guy in the ass and pull out and I'm still straight?
That's right.
No, it didn't go in you. I'm straight.
Yeah. I didn't put the sauce in you.
Sauce goes in you.
Where'd you put
it? It is actually kind of funny that that guy made his name Dick Goes In Ya.
Yeah.
Does that make him gay?
Maybe. Like, could be a she.
Or is he a giver?
Probably
maybe
not.
Maybe he was aggressive with Melissa all those times.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to goof on past cast members. I don't need to do that.
Why not?
No. One of my roommates got shit-faced one time. I was at a party with my roommates, and some dude got shit-faced one time and was like, it's not gay unless you come inside another dude's asshole. And yeah, that's exactly my reaction. I was like, what?
No.
It's
so wrong.
Dude, for some reason, I almost...
Which one?
I almost disregard the ass play. The dick sucking to me makes a bigger difference. Like, I almost think
a
guy can still be straight, and maybe one time a guy blew him, maybe he's still straight. But if you can suck a guy's dick, you're gay. Come on. We're all heterosexual men. Could you ever suck a dick?
I would actually rather fuck a dude in the ass than suck a cock.
Me too. We talked about that
absolutely.
Once. Yeah. All right, but if you're getting your dick sucked by another guy.
I like Would You Rather. Let's keep that game going. It's a good game.
Would You Rather?
Would You Rather. Would you rather suck a dick or would you rather fuck a guy in the ass?
Didn't we talk about that once?
Did we? I don't know.
It was a long fucking
time. I mean, if you fuck a guy in the ass, at least you get off.
All right. Would you rather make out with a guy or put your tongue on his balls?
How long?
Like, yeah, dude, making long? Out is almost like an intimate.
How long is tongue on balls?
I would probably just lick
balls. Oh, the tongue on balls only has to be for a second.
Yeah, I would lick balls.
I might too.
And how long is the make out?
At least 5 seconds.
Yeah, I would lick balls.
Is it really making out?
10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah, I'd lick balls.
You can make out, dude. That 10 seconds would feel like eternity.
Still licking balls.
I'd go make out.
I'm going balls.
I would never. Dang, you'd never get the taste of ball out
who
of your mouth.
Who cares, dude? You made out.
It's a half a second on male genitalia.
You would think about that forever.
Making out with a man.
It's not just that. It's the fact that you have to go in for it. You got to get on your fucking knees, and he's got to spread them, and you have to like.
Dude.
It's the whole psychological experience.
I'll make him stand up on the counter so I can stay on my feet.
Kevin, if you told me you had made out with a dude, I'd be like, ew, gross. But if you told me you had tongued a dude's balls,
exactly.
That would be totally.
See, this is funny because I'm a huge fan of the Stern Show, and I know Sal and Richard have done this kind of shit, where I know they smooch each other's balls, but they would never make out with each other. Because making out is almost worse. Dude, making out, I feel like I lump in with, like, having to suck a dick as being, like, super gay.
But they do that shit all the time, and, like, on radio shows, actually, be like, you know, Tayton, what's his name, the fat black guy, make out, and, like, they'll do it.
Did they really do that?
Yes, they did it.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean,
if you're an actor, it's different. Like, look like Sean William Scott. He's made out with tons of dudes in movies.
All right, what if you're going to get banged for making out with a dude for 10 seconds?
Wait, make out with a dude to get banged?
Yeah.
Make out.
Yeah, make out for sure.
I'm not letting anybody penetrate my body.
Now, see, so then it's not that gay, because you're going to get banged.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but dude, the tables are turned there. I mean, getting fucked in the ass, I could never recover from.
Pills for that.
Would you rather get fucked in the ass or suck a cock?
Fucked in the ass.
Me too.
Really? I mean, if you've got to suck a cock, that's like...
I think sucking a cock is what I avoid most of anything.
Like, if you're going to take it in the ass, you close your eyes, you go to your happy place, you
try and avoid it.
But if you've got to suck a cock, you've got to put effort into it.
Yeah.
Like, that scene where, what's his name, puts the gun to Acevedo's head, and he was like, suck it, bitch. I would have been like, can you fuck me in the ass instead or something?
But it makes a huge difference. Do you have to suck the dick to completion? Does there have to be a happy ending?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
Where does the sauce go? You know, that's part
of
it.
What if
you're going to have to wear it. I mean, or eat it.
Or eat it on your chin.
Pull the trigger, man.
All right, so say that... Some dude has to bang you in the ass until he finishes in your ass. Or you just have to blow him for like 10 seconds.
Or blow him for 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Probably you have to put effort into blowing him.
You're going
to
do the blowage?
Put a time stamp on something that's going to last less time than the other thing. I'm going with the less.
All right. You have to get fucked in the ass for 20 minutes, no completion, or suck a dick until it's finished.
If a guy is banging the ass and he doesn't get off in 20 minutes,
I'm just saying, dude,
a nightmare.
I'm just telling you the score.
All right, what was the other one?
Session, man. Let's just pull the chute and I'll go fuck you in your ass.
All right, wait, well, hold on. What was it? What was the point? Wait, where's the
floating around? I don't know. It's right there.
Oh shit! All right, it was either somebody fucks you in the ass for 20 minutes, no completion. He does not cream pie your corn. No cream corn. Or you suck a dick till complete. Like, you don't know how long that's going to take. That's open-ended.
So it's how good you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's disgusting, Kevin.
So you're going to get fucked.
I'd go ass. Disgusting.
You're going to take 20 minutes of hard-ass poundage.
I'd go ass.
Would you rather to a whole new level of gay?
I'm proposing a question. I didn't say I'd do it. What's your choice? What are you going to pick?
How many beaches have you gotten that you haven't gotten there? You haven't hit, you know, hit the high water mark.
Every one of my last relationships.
So what if it's some other dude?
So you already know. You're like, shit, how well could I do that, you know?
Yeah, what if it's
I know what I like. I feel like if I was actually put to the test, I think I could probably do it.
Different strokes for different folks. I'm sure lots of
you would be better at sucking a dick than your average girl.
I agree, but I also think my ass is pretty tight. Might make for a good lay.
Maybe. So what are you going to pick?
I'd go ass.
20 minutes, man.
Where'd you go?
Fuck my ass.
You'd suck a guy off and swallow the sauce.
No, I'd go for the
no
ass.
No way, yeah.
Ugh.
God. It's a shit situation.
AJ, where do you weigh in on this?
You know, man, I don't even really want to comment. This is like...
This is a good topic. This is great. The fact that he doesn't want to comment means it's good conversation.
It probably means he'd suck the guy off.
I think that's exactly...
A dick is not going near my mouth.
Exactly. Look, we're partners. Can we both agree that what we have to take away from the story is that AJ would suck the guy till he comes?
Yep.
All right.
What did I just say?
I'll see you after the show.
Yeah.
Hey,
Say that?
I said, no, a dick is not going anywhere near my mouth. That's like... That is way more fucking intimate than...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you have to actually put effort.
Like I said, yeah, if all I've got to do is bend over, it would suck. Yeah, but I'm just going to close my eyes and
I
don't know.
I agree. I think everybody's going with the ass.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, about the cream pie thing. So we brought it up just a minute ago. It's weird that cream pie is a fetish in pornos because it's a fetish that's just the natural order of business.
Yeah. There's actually a guy who, like, that's all the videos he does. And
it's like having a missionary be a fetish.
He exaggerates the fuck out of it every time he does it. Like, he's like, I'm about to come inside you. Oh!
I hate when dudes have to do that. It totally ruins it for me.
It's a screamer.
I don't want to hear a guy make any noise.
Yeah, dude, the guy should
Kyle, you remember that old Stern Show bit of that guy they had in the porno coming where he's like, whoa! Well, no, that was poo.
Please don't let that come back.
I'm not letting that come back. But anybody ever had a fetish before?
Cream pie, yeah.
Do we really want to know this much about each other?
Yeah, of course we do.
Why not?
You didn't really have a cream pie fetish.
A little bit.
Well, I don't mean...
Like I said, a long time ago, I like to think of myself as a renaissance man. I've dabbled a little bit of everything.
Right, but we're not talking about what you do in your personal life. We're talking about what you want to watch.
Yeah.
You like to watch that?
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite. I like to see somebody spew a load on a chick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can go either or, man.
Come on, AJ. AJ tried to skirt this issue. It makes me feel that he has something he likes. He doesn't.
I don't discriminate about where you put the sauce.
No, I don't really have a fetish, but I mean, I fucking hate videos of facials in them. And
every porno has facial almost. Every standard porn.
Unless it's cream pie.
The ones in my favorites list, usually the dude pulls out and blows a load on their tees or on their stomach or something like that.
So you don't mind seeing the dude come, you just don't like it to be on her face?
Yeah, no, something about that just seems...
Are you just like really respectful of women or something?
No, because I mean, I've actually done that in my private life.
And it felt cool, right?
I felt shit about it, actually.
Are you blowing smoke up your own ass on our show?
Yeah, are you?
How do you mean?
Because you're acting like you're Mr. Nice Guy. You felt guilty for giving a girl a facial.
I did, actually.
Oh my... Wait, Kyle, you've done that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever feel guilty?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Tell me if this sounds gay.
Gay.
A dude's wearing a condom or if he has a really tiny dick, I go to the next porn.
It's got to be a huge cock.
Okay, I kind of agree with the condom, but the cock size doesn't matter as long as the chick's hot. I don't care.
If he has a smaller dick than me, like, I can't.
That's a good point, but it does happen.
Well, usually, I mean, I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but like if I see something that I'm like, dude, that's not what I'm looking at. Usually I'm looking at there's a vein there and like a distinguished,
yeah, but I mean, look, man. When a guy's actually banging,
especially if he's going soft, he's like, he's not even going in, getting
who's
into
going
it.
Soft.
Well, I feel that way when a guy finishes and
don't go soft.
Amateur sometimes, I don't know.
When a dude finishes in a porn on a chick's face or whatever, and it's a small load, that bums me out. I'm like, he clearly wasn't having a good time.
You're talking strictly amateur, right?
We discuss loads.
All right, well,
I'm just saying.
Are you talking about condoms?
Well, I don't really like condoms.
Well, what does the vein thing have to do with it? I mean, a guy with a small dick still has veins on his cock.
But it's it was more of a joke. But
you just want to see a big thick boner.
Sure.
Right.
Why not? And I like it when it's wet, when you can see like the
glistening,
that sheen.
The sheen. Yeah. Exactly.
I would call Kyle a disguesting fucking ass.
But you know
I like
exactly
that too.
What I'm talking.
I like.
I call him one, but I already know he is.
Because dude, I get. Well, okay, never mind.
No, I like it too. You're good.
Yeah. All right. But anyways, I like seeing that, and when I don't see it in porn, it's like, I want to find some of that.
But if the chick is really hot, I can excuse either a condom or a small dick.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
The condom thing is, I like to relate to the character. That's why I like the no condom, because I like to go sleep.
Well, you gotta just go Brazzers.
The same way I like two chicks or one dude. I can never watch a porno with more than one dude. You know what I mean? Like two dudes and one girl, I'm just like,
I can't tell.
And like what AJ said, you know, like he felt bad for shooting a load on the chick's face. I feel bad for watching a porn where a chick's getting banged by two dudes. I just can't watch it.
Or just straight gangbang?
Not
like
only is it not something I
want to
do, it's not something I want
to
watch.
It turns me on just because, like, she's that much of a whore and she's taking two dicks right
Does
now.
Does it surprise anyone here that Kyle kind of likes that?
No.
All right. You know what? On that note, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it for the week. What do you guys think? Yeah. I'm ready to go to Applebee's and get some fucking wings.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nice plug, asshole.
Applebee's on Teasley in Denton, Texas. We'll all be there getting drunk if anyone wants to come hang out after the show.
Word.
And by the time you hear this, it'll be next Tuesday.
And we'll probably be there again. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Kyle the Douchecock Singletary.
Butt stick.
No. My co-host.
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And.
Andrew E. Gray.
There you go.
I already used that one, but we'll see you guys next week.
Go fuck yourself, internet.
You're listening to the Status Bro Show.
Fred.